from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Congress releases a new report on Benghazi. Majority Republicans on a U.S. congressional investigating panel are faulting the country's military for failing to respond to a diplomatic outpost in Benghazi, Libya, to prevent a 2012 terrorist attack that killed four Americans. The panel's chairman, Congressman Trey Gowdy.
No U.S. military asset was ever deployed to Benghazi despite the order of the Secretary of Defense.
Military leaders have repeatedly said they did not have intelligence information on what was unfolding in Libya or the resources to respond. Some Republicans, including Donald Trump, the presumptive presidential nominee against Hillary Clinton, have blamed her for failing to adequately provide enough security to protect the outpost. There's been at least 10 investigations of the incident, with Clinton testifying publicly for 11 hours about it last October. Clinton's campaign said Gowdy's investigation had not found anything to contradict the conclusions of the multiple earlier investigations. European leaders are beginning to address how their relationship with Britain will evolve after voters decided to leave the European Union. German Chancellor Angela Merkel told German lawmakers today that Britain will lose the privileges that come with being an EU member and will remain a close ally in NATO. President Obama weighed in with this analysis on National Public Radio.
There's been a little bit of hysteria post-Brexit vote, as if somehow NATO's gone and the transatlantic alliance is dissolving and every country is rushing off to its own corner. That's not what's happening.
If the British Parliament ratifies the decision, the process would take up to 2 years, during which time Britain would continue being a part of the EU. This is VOA News. Local Afghan officials say U.S. airstrikes accidentally killed seven Afghan hostages at a Taliban hideout in northern Kunduz province. According to the VOA's Afghan service, several Taliban fighters were also killed in the late Sunday airstrikes. Local residents confirmed the deaths to VOA. The United Nations says a record number of people caught in conflict and natural disasters are in need of humanitarian assistance. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva that the UN warns the funding response to these crises falls far short of what is needed.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has just released the 2016 mid-year global humanitarian overview, which says the situation is very worrisome. Archer reports the number of people worldwide in need of humanitarian assistance has soared to a record-breaking 130 million. Archer's spokesman, Jens Laerke, tells VOA about 80% of humanitarian action goes to people affected by conflict.
Delivering aid in such circumstances is very expensive because of the insecurity and all the measures that need to be taken to mitigate against that.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Victims of natural disasters also account for the rise in those needing international help. Since December, for instance, the world body notes Fiji has faced a cyclone and Ecuador was hit by a devastating earthquake. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama continued her six-day trip promoting education for girls in Morocco today. Mrs. Obama visited a leadership camp for girls in Liberia yesterday that was part of an effort to promote girls' education in Africa. Introducing herself, her daughters, and her mother as a special unit of the family.
This is the special girl power unit of the family. We left the president behind because he's a boy.
Mrs. Obama's Let Girls Learn initiative addresses obstacles such as forced marriage, poverty, and violence.
There are 62 million girls around the world that don't have these opportunities. And as Carrie said, when women aren't educated, when girls don't get the chance to go to school and fulfill that potential, that hurts all of us. Not just here in this country, but all of us around the world.
Their six-day trip will also include a stop in Spain. French prosecutors have opened a manslaughter probe into the May 19th crash of an Egypt Air jetliner that went down in the eastern Mediterranean, killing all 66 people on board. Monday's announcement in Paris stressed that the inquiry was launched as an accident investigation and not as a terrorism probe. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.